Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Eric, how are you, sir?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? So, you're looking for a girl named Rhonda, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. We were seeing each other for a little bit, and things are going great.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they were, you know.
But now you're calling us.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we haven't had a fight or anything, but then, you know, to just stop reaching back at me, you know?
Yeah. So what'd you do to f*** it up? Do you know?
I don't know, you know, but maybe my mic. All right. So I got like a really bad tattoo.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Wait, so you got the tattoo. When did you get the tattoo? Did you have it when you met her or did you get it while you were hanging out with her?
I got it recently.
Yeah.
And yeah.
What,
so
is it like, is it more on the way of bad art, or is it more of the way of, like, now she thinks you might be, like, a supremacist of some sort?
No. It's definitely the bad art side.
Yeah.
So, all right, long story short, me and my boys, we have, like, a fancy football league, and, yeah, we're idiots, so.
Okay.
What happened?
So you got to do stuff like if you got the worst scoring team, you got to do something stupid. If you got the worst score ever as a team, you got to do something stupid. But if you got like the worst scoring team and the worst score,
ever,
then yeah, double jeopardy. So yeah. We got the double jeopardy hit on us.
And what's the double jeopardy hit tattoo?
It's the backside of the dog with the belly button as the butthole in my leg. Yeah.
Wait,
say that one more time.
So on my stomach, I got a picture of a backside of a dog with the on my belly button or the booty hole.
Okay.
My God. Okay. My God.
Boy, that's dedication.
Yo, man, that's beautiful.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah. So, okay, so you got this and then you showed it to Rhonda?
Yeah. And I told her, like, the stipulation is you have to have it for a year. So after a year, you could take it off. So I was like, babe, it's just going to be for a year.
So and she was like, I have to walk around and see you with that for a year.
Yes. Well, she was like, well, how do you know I'm going to be around for a year?
Oh, so, God. Yeah. And there it is. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we have everything we need. We'll just apologize for the tattoo and say, hey, listen, worst case scenario, he would love to see you again, perhaps 12 months from now. Are you amenable to that situation?
Right. I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to call Rhonda for you next. All right, Eric?
Hello.
Hi. Is this Rhonda?
Yes, this is Rhonda.
Beautiful. Rhonda, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain very quickly why we're calling? It's actually for a very good reason.
Are you sure you have the right number?
Yeah. So we're looking for, you're Rhonda. So just let me explain. So we got your phone number from a gentleman who would love to ask you out on a date. It's a gentleman that knows you. That's how we got your number. He's fond of you. He thinks you have similar feelings for him. So basically, when we tell you his name, if you agree to go on a date with him, we'll let you select the restaurant. We'll let you select the day, the time, all that stuff. And we'll pay and reserve. We'll basically reserve that night or that afternoon, whatever, for you guys to get to know each other better, have free food, free drinks. And if something comes out of it, great. And if nothing comes out of it, well, you know what? There could be worse bad dates.
Wow.
Yeah. So what do you think? I mean, do you want to try it out?
I mean, it sounds kind of weird, but I don't have to agree though, right?
No. I'll tell you the gentleman's name, and if you agree, then, you know, we'll move forward, and if not, then it's fine. His name, it's Eric.
Oh. I'm sorry, but I'm all set.
You're all set. Yeah, you know what? And he kind of thought that, and he explained to us about the tattoo of the dog. So now he has a couple of things. He says maybe he could leave a shirt on, or even if you really hate the tattoo, would you be maybe willing to revisit this at some point 12 months from now after he gets it removed?
Oh, gosh. I mean, that was very unexpected, but that's not the reason I stopped talking to him.
That's not the reason.
That's not okay.
There's something worse than a tattoo of a dog's butt on his belly button. Please enlighten us. You don't have to do the date, but can you just tell us why? Because he thinks it's the tattoo.
Oh, okay. No, so the last time we were together, we were at his place.
Mm-hmm.
We were showering together.
You were what together?
Showering.
Oh, you were showering together. Okay.
And we were about to get sexual.
Mm-hmm.
But his giant dog jumping up against the shower door barking. And then he jumped in.
He jumped in with you guys? Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what happened?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Like, you know what? I would like to ask. Rhonda, Eric's on the phone right now.
Ugh, come on.
He didn't tell us this. So, Eric, you didn't talk about your dog jumping in the shower with you guys.
Come on, seriously? I told you he wasn't going to hurt you, you know?
Okay, so this is a normal thing, apparently.
All right, yo, I've got this, like, really big dog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, like, basically, I've taken care of it since she was a puppy. And, like, to make it simple and easier, I've trained it to take showers with me. You know, so just to save money. Like, I'm a really outdoorsy guy. I like to be very active. I'm active with my dog. My dog's always with me.
Yeah.
So I basically, there's a puppy. I was like, hey, come in. Let's shower. Let's do it. Just to train a dog to like water and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so now
and, like...
So he saw you and Rhonda in the shower, and he was like, what the fuck? Why am I not in there? And he decided, how big is the dog that he was able to get in there with you guys?
It's a Russian bear dog.
He's a monster. It's an enormous monster of a dog.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to play Google right now. What'd you call
it? Yeah, wait, what's it called? A Russian what?
Russian bear dog. By the way, shout out to Drago, my baby.
Oh, he's so cute.
Holy shit. Wait a minute. How much does he weigh? These dogs are enormous.
Holy crap, he's huge.
I mean, about 125 to 130, you know, but... So that's why I shower with him. I needed him to get used to taking baths, so I would just bring him in with me, you know? I live alone. It keeps me clean because we're outdoorsy. He's always getting dirty. It saves me money, okay?
All I'm looking at is a picture of a dog that it looks fake. It's so big next to the human it's next to.
How much does Russian bear
He said his weighs
weigh?
About 130 pounds.
Okay. Rhonda, yeah, this is between 99 and 170.
Rhonda, how much do you...
125 to 130. 125.
He's got
okay?
He's got a He's got a
damn.
Slim one. Hey, Rhonda.
That's a person.
Rhonda, how much do you weigh? So you weigh less than the dog. Okay, so now I'm just trying to picture you three in the shower together.
Wow.
Okay.
Now picture that so you can understand. Plus, it's not sanitary. I mean, do you let him piss in the shower too?
I mean, come on. I mean, who hasn't done that? You know.
Now the dog booty hole makes a lot of sense now.
Oh my god.
I cannot. So, I don't know how the hell they can all fit in the shower.
That's what I'm
saying.
Seriously. So how about a compromise? Listen, just whenever you guys shower together, no Drago. Are you amenable to that?
I know his name is Drago. Yeah. That's awesome.
And he's a Russian bear dog. It makes sense.
I mean, that's what I did, you know, but apparently it's not good enough for a princess over here.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. Are you... He showers with his dog and lets him piss in the shower, and I'm supposed to go in there too?
Not a big deal. Come on.
You're disgusting. You're gross. I'm sorry. No.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10. If you
need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at Hot969Boston.com/help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.